This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for the week of April 23rd, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, three poems from Natasha Trethewey, the winner of the 2007 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry. Natasha Trethewey was born in Gulfport, Mississippi, and she grew up in the South, a place she's returned to not only to teach, she's a professor at Emory University in Atlanta, but also in her work. In her previous books, Trethewey has written about history and race, but in Native Guard, she draws heavily on her own personal history as the daughter of a white father and a black mother.
Just about 10 or so years ago, the state of Alabama voted whether or not to remove the anti-miscegenation law from the books, and they did vote to get rid of it, but about 40-some percent of the population voted to keep it around so that at least symbolically they could say, parents like mine couldn't be married legally, and people like me legally born.
Natasha Trethewey writes about being biracial in the South and living under those laws in a poem called Miscegenation.
In 1965, my parents broke two laws of Mississippi. They went to Ohio to marry, returned to Mississippi. They crossed the river into Cincinnati, a city whose name begins with a sound like sin, the sound of wrong, miss in Mississippi. A year later, they moved to Canada, followed a route the same as slaves, the train slicing the white glaze of winter, leaving Mississippi. Faulkner's Joe Christmas was born in winter, like Jesus, given his name for the day he was left at the orphanage, his race unknown in Mississippi. My father was reading War and Peace when he gave me my name. I was born near Easter, 1966, in Mississippi. When I turned 33, my father said, "It's your Jesus year. You're the same age he was when he died. It was spring, the hills green in Mississippi." I know more than Joe Christmas did. Natasha is a Russian name, though I'm not. It means Christmas child, even in Mississippi.
Natasha Trethewey reading Miscegenation.
I'd like to read a poem that relies a little bit on the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice. The poem is actually a palindrome, so that the lines read backwards from the middle of the poem on. And it occurred to me that that feeling of falling asleep and falling into dream where I see my mother alive again is sort of like Orpheus descending to try to bring her back.
Here's Natasha Trethewey reading Myth.
I was asleep while you were dying. It's as if you slip through some rift, a hollow I make between my slumber and my waking. The Erebus I keep you in, still trying not to let go. You'll be dead again tomorrow, but in dreams you live, so I try taking you back into morning. Sleep heavy, turning, my eyes open, I find you do not follow. Again and again, this constant forsaking. Again and again, this constant forsaking. My eyes open, I find you do not follow. You back into morning, sleep heavy, turning. But in dreams you live, so I try taking, not to let go. You'll be dead again tomorrow. The Erebus I keep you in, still, trying, I make between my slumber and my waking. It's as if you slipped through some rift, a hollow. I was asleep while you were dying.
Myth by Natasha Trethewey.
I used to go out to Ship Island. Ship Island was is one of the barrier islands just off the coast of my hometown of Gulfport. And on this particular barrier island, there is a fort called Fort Massachusetts that during the Civil War was manned by the first officially sanctioned regiment of African-American soldiers, Union soldiers in the Civil War, the Louisiana Native Guards. And I went out there every year on the 4th of July and never knew anything about this particular history of the island. There's no documentation or monument out there that tells us about their presence. And I got really interested in how, growing up, this history was lost or forgotten, lesser known. And that kind of historical erasure and historical amnesia is where I started in trying to write the poems in this collection.
The collection she won the Pulitzer for, called Native Guard. This poem is called Elegy for the Native Guards.
We leave Gulfport at noon, gulls overhead, trailing the boat, streamers, noisy fanfare, all the way to Ship Island. What we see first is the fort, its roof of grass, a lee, half reminder of the men who served there, a weathered monument to some of the dead. Inside we follow the ranger, hurried though we are to get to the beach. He tells of graves lost in the Gulf, the island split in half when Hurricane Camille hit, shows us casemates, cannons, the store that sells souvenirs, tokens of history long buried. The Daughters of the Confederacy has placed a plaque here at the fort's entrance, each Confederate soldier's name raised hard in bronze, no names carved for the Native Guards, 2nd Regiment, Union men, black phalanx. What is monument to their legacy? All the grave markers, all the crude headstones, water lost. Now fish dart among their bones, and we listen for what the waves intone. Only the fort remains, near 40 feet high, round, unfinished, half open to the sky, the elements, wind, rain, God's deliberate eye.
Natasha Trethewey reading Elegy for the Native Guards from her Pulitzer Prize-winning book Native Guard, published by Houghton Mifflin. Her other books include Bellex Ophelia and Domestic Work, both out from Grey Wolf Press. You can read poems by hundreds of poets on our website, as well as feature articles, learning guides, and much more. Go to poetryfoundation.org. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is...
You should never explain a poem, but it always helps nevertheless.
Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.